MPI program. The PDC staff, especially Dana, Kate, and Justin, have been with us every step of the way. I'm encouraged to see the progress that we're making in Rosewood towards our vision of a safe, healthy, vibrant, and inclusive community that brings prosperity to everyone in Rosewood. This wouldn't be possible without all of your continued support for the broad neighborhood economic development strategy, so we appreciate all that you've done. Thanks.
And did you get a hold of the folks at Classic Floors?
Oh, we're talking.
Yes. Okay, good. She was very excited by your work.
Good.
Yeah. Thank you for all your work. It's you're at the Friday gang groups. You're in the community all the time. I mean, you make me feel like a slug with all your energy. So thank you for all of that and more. Sir.
Good afternoon, Mr. Mayor, Commissioner. My name is Malcolm Ricks. I'm the owner of Safe Transportation. We're a small company out in Northeast, far out Northeast. Safe Transportation has been around for 18 years. I've owned the company for the last six. We transport individuals with severe emotional disorders. We transport the children that need to go to school. They, through no fault of their own, they need special attention. They're in riding to and from school, which is usually a therapeutic session, with safety and with dignity. We employ 24 community members that are a cross-section of the population here in Portland. What else do I have to say? I would like to say thank you to Jonathan Colon with the Hispanic Metropolitan Chamber of Commerce, because I've never been in this building. This is my first time here. I spend a lot of my time trying to take care of the team and the family members that keep safe transportation running. When faced with difficulty, as any business owner will do, you'll reach out to anyone. He happened to be in my grasp that moment, and we started talking about some of the difficulties and challenges that we face. As a small business, we've got 34 vans, we employ 24 people, and our major competitor is a foreign firm, the world's largest transportation company. That's who we go head-to-head with on a regular basis.
Wow.
And when dealing with issues, situations, mediation, he was just Johnny on the spot, even giving me this opportunity to speak to my commissioners and mayor. The efforts that the microlending and the technical assistance, and it's great. I didn't know where it came from. I understand it's on the PDC every once in a while when I have to research something. Yeah, you go and you do your research, you Google this, you Google that, you look for resources. It has provided us an opportunity to keep those 24 families employed, working, and being a part of this community. I thank you for the efforts. I didn't know anything about it before today, but now I know where it comes from. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
How can people find out more about your business and the services?
Safetrans.net. We are always growing, always expanding, and right now we're trying to stay in business. But safetrans.net, give me a call. Matter of fact, I think we honored you at one of the events we sponsored last summer.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Thank you. Hi, welcome.
Hi, good afternoon, Mayor, Commissioners. My name is J.R. Stormont. I'm a co-founder of a startup in town called Cloudability. 18 months ago or 17 months ago, we were three guys with laptops and an idea, and now we're 18 people based in the Pearl. We help companies track their spending on the cloud and save money on their cloud services. We do this for about 4,000 companies in about 80 countries. It's right there on the screen. I should hold that up on the monitor.
Your motto is great.
Thank you. Yeah. Probably not safe for public television.
No, we can't say it on TV. But,
I actually came to Portland in 2009 to join a startup. And
technically, I'm not going to say it.
Go for it.
But just, can I, before I interrupt, I'll give you more time.
Yep.
What does the acronym AAS stand for?
So it's as a service, and everything you have in the cloud is service, software as a service, platform as a service, et cetera. So
thank you.
We cover your AAS.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Please continue.
Thank you. I came here in 2009 to actually join another startup, and that startup didn't go like I hoped it would, but it introduced me to the sort of emerging community that was happening here in Portland at the time. And when my co-founders and I got started with Cloudability in early 2011, we went out and tried to sell the idea of what we were doing to a lot of venture capital people, like a lot of startup owners do. And we went down to the Bay, and we went to Seattle, and went to all those places. And we got a lot of great feedback of what we were doing and the product, the idea. But they were a little skeptical at first about Portland as a place to build a startup. And really, over the course of just that next year, between early 2011 and 2012, thanks to a lot of the things that the city is doing, thanks to companies like Urban Airship and Puppet Labs and Jive and all these other startups that have really been exploding, by the end of last year, the tone had really changed, and everyone was really happy to support companies in Portland. We're seeing this happen more and more. And really, we found that like Portland is really in sort of a golden era for startups right now. And that's really in no small part thanks to what the PDC is doing, things like the Portland 100, which we're a part of, things like the Portland Seed Fund that we're a part of, that gave us early operating capital, gave us access to tremendous mentors both here and farther out. And you know, as a result of all these efforts, there are an explosion of startups that are literally pouring millions and millions of dollars into the community right now, hundreds if not thousands of jobs being created. And so we're really, really grateful to the city and to the PDC for the support along the way. And we hope the trend of investing in Portland startups continues up and to the right. So thank you.
And where would people find the definition of the acronym AAS and everything about your company?
Cloudability.com.
Great. Congratulations on your success as well.
Thank you.
Thank you all. Anyone else signed up?
Yes. The last three I have are Stuart Rosenfeld, Todd Silverstein, and Michael Morrow.
Would you like to begin?
Sure. Thanks for having me in today, Mr. Mayor and commissioners. Hello, I'm Todd Silverstein, the CEO and co-founder of technology startup Visify. We're actually a really young company, but are already up to 7 full-time... I'll stay farther away from the mic. We're a really young company, but we're already up to 7 full-time employees and have offices in downtown Portland. In short, what we do is we're actually dedicated to the simple idea that looking good online matters. It's how we find out about people by Googling them, and it's really important when you're trying to land a job, win new business, or even get a date. So we help people make a great first impression online by summarizing data that they've already shared, such as on Twitter and LinkedIn, to build a series of interactive infographics that really showcase what makes you great. I wanted to thank you in particular, Mr. Mayor, for being one of the first to build a profile, and it's actually proudly on our website.
It's a great profile, a great service.
So just to talk a little bit about our story, I co-founded the company with two others, Jeff Cutler-Stan and Eli Tucker, who were also natives of the region. And we began in a tiny office over the Bakery Bar Coffee Shop in Northeast in just June of last year. And as JR mentioned, we had heard stories about Portland being a more difficult place to launch a startup and to raise capital. But we love this community and this city, and we decided we'd prove them wrong. As JR had mentioned, fortunately, the temperature about foreign investment is changing here. And in just under 15 months, not only did we go through and benefit from our participation in the Portland Seed Fund through great mentorship and some startup capital, also our participation in the Portland 100, but we also participated in a nationally recognized accelerator program called TechStars. We've raised just over $1.5 million in funding from well-known investors such as Tim Draper, Jeff Entress, and Jonathan Sposato, which is all money from outside of the region. We've created jobs, and we've launched our product to national press coverage. I'm here today to say that without the mayors, the City of Portland, the PDCs, and the Portland Seed Fund support, Visify may very well have not lifted off. And further, that this support was one of the things that enabled us to move so quickly from nothing to something. A huge catalyst for our firm's growth was our participation in the Portland Seed Fund. The fund's investment was part of our initial round of capital, helped us complete our corporate formation, and actually partially paid for our first employee. In addition, the Seed Fund and PDC helped connect us with fellow entrepreneurs and mentors who have been invaluable in helping us bring our product to market. A more recent catalyst has been the Portland 100, which has connected us with a series of mentors like Bill Lynch of Jive and Nitin Khanna of MergerTech, who have deep experience in growing small startups into truly significant enterprises. That's why I'm here today to support and using and continuing to use monies from the general fund and the staff time and resources as you have to support these target industries like software and other clusters of high value in Portland. I began my career in software in New York City, which has a very well-developed ecosystem. I've also worked in Washington, D.C., and have family located in Silicon Valley. And it really does take a village to grow a startup. And thanks to the resources that you're establishing and what the community is building here for itself, I'm very excited about the future of software in Portland.
Congratulations on your success.
Thanks.
Good job. Hi, welcome.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. My name is Michael Morrow. Mr. Mayor, Commissioners, thank you for having me here. I'm the founder and owner of Nutcase Helmets. We started in 2006, and we create, design, and distribute bicycle, skate, snow, and water sport helmets. We're in 35 different countries around the world. Our home office is here. We started out with just my wife and I, and in the last 2 years, we've hired 10 people, I guess, or 12 in the office now. I've been involved in the peer-to-peer sessions for the last year, and I'm here to talk about how great that has been for us. We're a very fast-growing company right now. We're 30, 40% growth every year, and there's a little bit of head spinning on that from an ownership standpoint. We keep learning what we don't know every day, and the peer-to-peers have been invaluable, actually. The networking involved, the high level of the content that we receive from the professionals that are at those peer-to-peer sessions, the shared experiences between the other entrepreneurs and what they're dealing with, which is quite a few, some varied experiences within those groups. So there's a lot of learning going on and seeing how maybe other people are doing things. It's been really great, and so we hope that it continues on because I think it's been great for us. We've gone to every single session. In fact, we brought a couple extra folks on our team over to those peer-to-peers, and then that informs our continuing strategic discussions inside the company as we continue to grow and try to figure out what we're doing next. It's been a great little ride with peer-to-peer.
I'm a customer of this great bike helmet, and you've literally saved my skull a couple of times. So yeah. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Great product. Thank you. Hi.
Hi. Mr. Mayor, Commissioners, my name is Stuart Rosenfeld. I'm with Indo Windows. Indo Windows is a clean tech manufacturer with a factory located in North Portland. We have 13 individuals who work for us, 10 full-time equivalents. We anticipate doubling our employment in the next 12 months. We manufacture thermal window inserts that fit into place in the existing window frame to provide thermal insulation at a fraction of the cost of window replacement. The product installs non-destructively and does not require any kind of interior frame, so it's ideal for historic preservation applications. Once installed, an Indo window eliminates the drafts from the window, doubles the insulation value, and reduces the noise coming through the window by 50% or more. Our product and company have won national awards, including top 10 green building products from Sustainable Industry magazine. Indo Windows has benefited extensively from support from the PDC. Our factory is located in the North Interstate in the Interstate Urban Renewal area, and we operate within the clean technology industry cluster. Specifically, PDC has helped us in a number of ways. First of all, we've received a storefront enhancement grant that allowed us to put our name on our building in a pretty highly visible public area. Second, we've received significant investment from the Portland Seed Fund, like our classmate here with Visify, that being, you know, a benefit that far exceeded the cost of the investment. We've benefited from, along with our classmates, received invaluable mentoring, networking, and coaching through the program. We've also applied for a Green Features Grant to conduct an environmental upgrade to our factory. A major part of the grant will help fund the installation of Indo windows throughout the factory, and if approved, and that looks good, This will allow us to reduce our energy consumption and dramatically improve the comfort and of the facility while creating a great commercial use case study and providing an R&D test bed for our product. And it will allow us to convert our facility into a showroom space. It's truly an ideal public-private partnership. Finally, we've applied for a $150,000 federally funded collaboration grant that's being administered by the PDC. And we have been selected to receive the grant, and we'll use the funding in cooperation with Portland State and the University of Oregon to fund R&D projects and market analysis. In summary, PDC support has been crucial in helping Indo Windows grow into a nationally recognized clean tech company, and we appreciate the support wholeheartedly.
Thank you. Congratulations. Thank you all very much. Appreciate it. All right, I'll entertain a motion to accept the report. It's been moved and seconded. Carla, can you please call the vote on the motion to accept the report?
Leonard?
Thank you. This has been very informative. I appreciate all the work you've all done, and I think Sam has just done a great job with this initiative. Congratulations. Aye.
Fritz?
I very much appreciate all the business owners who took the time to come in this afternoon to tell us about both your work and the support that you've received from the city and the Portland Development Commission. It is a partnership, and we in the city will continue to support both large and small businesses in Portland. I appreciate the Portland Development Commission, great staff work, and a nice report, too. It's obviously good that the city of Portland has a lower unemployment rate than the state and the national statistics. Still, 30,000 people out of work in our city is significant. As the parent of two of them, I know that we are still struggling. So we will, this and better we'll do, as we've said before, and we have to do it in partnership with everybody. So thank you very much, and thank you, Mayor, for your leadership. This is absolutely a legacy, and I appreciate it. Aye.
Fish.
I want to thank everyone who took time this afternoon to join us and participate in this outstanding presentation. I remember 10 years ago there was sort of a chorus, and the general refrain was Portland is unfriendly to business. And now what we get is a different chorus coming to council talking about Portland being a place that supports innovation and job growth and dreams, and it's a different narrative. And it's because of a lot of intentional work reflected here and here. So, Mayor, job well done. I thank you for all of your leadership, and I'm proud to be on a council that has put job creation as a priority. Aye.
Adams.
My thanks to the City Council for, in very difficult budget environments where we are cutting positions in the city, this City Council has increased its funding for business assistance and job creation efforts. And this is a job City Council, and I hope every Portlander knows that. I also want to thank the great team at PDC, including the volunteer PDC Commission, Scott Andrews, the chair. He could not be here today, but thanks to all of them. They put in long hours at no compensation to the great team, staff team at PDC. You're fantastic. And also to Peter Pariseau and to Adam Ansari in my office, all their good work on this as well. Aye. We're adjourned.